Usually when a company suffers a data breach, it's loud, like servers lock down, IT teams scramble. But today, the data just quietly walks out the front door. So welcome to this deep dive. We've pulled together a stack of recent security white papers, ICO guidelines, and tech reports to answer one critical question for you, the UK business owner. Is it actually safe to use tools like ChatGPT at work?
Yeah, and the stakes are really high right now. I mean, with 78% of organizations projected to use AI by 2025, we're looking at the exact mechanics of these data risks. We'll get into how to navigate the UK's latest regulations and, the specific information you must just never paste into a prompt.
Right, because we already know employees are using their personal AI accounts to speed up corporate tasks. That's just a given,
No,
right?
absolutely. It's often called shadow AI, actually.
Yeah.
And 20% of global organizations suffered a breach from this recently. Management usually has no idea it's even happening.
Wow, 20%, that's huge. But I want to look at how this actually turns into a breach. Like, take the famous Samsung case where engineers just, pasted proprietary code into ChatGPT. What is physically happening to that data once you hit enter?
Well, when you use a standard free AI tool, your input doesn't just vanish after the session ends. It gets ingested into the model's training data set. So the AI breaks down your prompt, learns the patterns, and adjusts its internal neural weights based on your text.
Wait, so if I paste a sensitive financial strategy, I'm basically baking that text into the AI's permanent memory. Like,
Yeah.
it's not a private message board. It's more like donating my data to a public cloud or library where someone else could accidentally check it out.
Yeah, that's exactly the mechanism. The model could easily regurgitate fragments of your proprietary code or your strategy to a competitor who just happens to ask a similar question. Right. That's why there is a hard rule here. If you wouldn't post it publicly, do not paste it. So never enter passwords, API keys, customer banking details, healthcare data, or like unannounced business strategies.
Okay, but let's say I pull out the corporate credit card and I buy a premium consumer subscription, ChatGPT Plus or Copilot Pro. Does paying $20 a month suddenly build a wall around my data?
Absolutely not. And I mean, that is a massive trap for businesses right now. Paying for a consumer tier just gets you faster access or better models. Your prompts are still completely fair game for their training algorithms.
Wait, really? So I'm paying them to take my data. How do I actually stop the training mechanism then?
You have to use their business or enterprise tiers. Those specific versions, like ChatGPT Enterprise or Microsoft 365 Copilot, are contractually bound not to train on your inputs.
Contractually bound, like with a data processing addendum or DPA.
Exactly. They include a DPA. So the practical rule of thumb for your business is, if you wouldn't want the AI company's own data team reading it, you absolutely must be on a business tier.
Right, which brings us to the UK legal landscape, specifically the new Data Use and Access Act, the DUAA 2025. The ICO now mandates a Data Protection Impact Assessment, a DPIA, for high-risk AI processing. But why? Like, what are they actually looking for us to prove mechanically?
Well, they want to see that you understand the data flow. A DPIA forces you to map out exactly where a client's personal data goes once it leaves your network. Who holds it, and what happens if the AI hallucinates or leaks it?
So the DOAA updated the UK GDPR to allow for more flexible automated decision-making, but only if you have those strict safeguards.
Precisely. You have to prove the data isn't going to be misused or absorbed by a third-party model.
But I mean, let's be realistic. Mapping data flows in a policy document doesn't stop an exhausted employee from pasting a spreadsheet full of customer names into an AI on a Friday afternoon. Policy does not equal enforcement, right? Do you just cross your fingers and hope they remember to redact data?
Definitely not. Relying on human compliance usually fails. So the technical solution gaining traction to enforce this is called local first redaction.
Local first redaction. Walk me through how that physically stops the data from leaving.
Think of it as a digital bouncer stationed at your network's exit. Before an employee's prompt reaches the external AI, this local software intercepts it. It scans for patterns, like credit card formats, emails, or proper nouns, and just swaps them out with safe placeholders.
Oh, I see. So, like, analyze this invoice from John Smith becomes analyze this invoice from client A.
Exactly. Then the external AI only processes the anonymized version, does the heavy lifting, and sends the answer back. Then your local bouncer swaps John Smith back in before the employee even sees it.
That's brilliant. The sensitive data never actually left the building.
Right. You retain full GDPR compliance, you meet the DUAA standards, and your team still gets the massive efficiency boost of generative AI.
That makes so much sense. But I want to leave you with one final thought. As AI tools become more autonomous, meaning AI agents are now talking directly to other AI agents to complete complex tasks without a human even hitting enter. Ask yourself this.
Yeah, it's a scary thought.
It really is. How far outside your company's secure walls is your most sensitive data drifting right now, completely without human oversight? Next time you go to copy and paste, just remember, the most dangerous data breaches today don't trigger any alarms at all.